Tov, everyone. Okay, we're beginning the parshios about Avraham Avinu, and just finished the parsha about Noah. And there's a very interesting medrash in last week's parsha that seems to compare Avram and Noah. And it says as follows. The beginning of last week's parsha, yesterday's parsha, starts off that Noah was an ish tzaddik haya bedorosam. He was a righteous person and used the word haya. And the Medrash points out that the word haya seems to be superfluous. In fact, if you notice, that word is not found too much in the Torah. It could have said ish tzaddik bedorosam. He was a righteous person in the generation. What is the idea of the word haya? And the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now pay attention to the name Rabbi Yochanan. You always have to pay attention to the author of the statement. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol mi shenemar bo haya. Anytime the word haya is said by an individual, it means, Hu tchilaso, hu sofo, tzaddik. That it wasn't just that at a certain point in Noah's life he became a righteous individual. But haya means that his entire life, from beginning to end, he was righteous. Haya means that there was consistency in the person's life. Something was constant from beginning to end. He was the same. He was always a tzaddik. And the Medrash asks, Hativim Leh, they asked Rabbi Yochanan, is that really true? V'aksiv echad haya Avraham v'yirash es ha'aretz. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, in reference to Avraham, it uses the word haya. Do you mean to say that Avraham's life was consistent, was constant from beginning to end? We know that Avraham was a great man. We all try to emulate him. Was it always that way? We know that's not true. We know that Avraham worshipped Avodah Zarah. Some commentators say he was the seller of the idols of his father. He didn't grow up the Avram that you and I know. So how can the word haya be over there by Avram if he's nothing like Noach? Noach was a tzaddik from his birth all the way to the end. But Avram was a baal tshuva. Somewhere in the middle, he found Hashem. And then he became a tzaddik, but it wasn't constant, it wasn't consistent his whole life, so how could the word haya be over there? And Amar Lahon, Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Okay, what's the answer? Af hilo tav, it's not difficult. Dehar Rabbi Levi b'shem Reish Lakish Amar, remember that answer, Reish Lakish says, Ben Gimel Shanim Hikir Avraham Izbor, that already at the age of 3, Avram recognized Hashem. And therefore, it's possible that 3 already, that's when the kid starts talking, it's really basically the beginning of his life. And therefore, it's okay to say that from the beginning of Avram's life until the end of Avram's life, there was consistency, it was constant, he was a tzaddik. Okay. If we'd stop here, we'll be good. The problem is the next line. The Medrash continues with another opinion that tells us when Avraham recognized God. It wasn't at the age of 3. Reb Chanina v'Rebbe Yochanan. Ooh. Tarvayun Amrin. Both Reb Chanina and Rebbe Yochanan, they have a different opinion. Ben Arba'im v'cheshana. Hikir Avraham Izbaro. Avraham found Hashem in his 40s. 48 years old. That's when he went ahead and he found Hashem. So, that can't be then that you have haya means consistency if the first 48 years of his life he was with the idols. So what are you going to do with the word haya? Umani mekayim haya. What's the word haya mean? Says the Medrash, shehaya metukan lahadrich kol olam kula b'tshuva. He was predestined already at the beginning of his life, that he's going to be the guy that's going to bring the whole world to do tshuva and recognize Hashem. Okay, so if you take a step back for 1 minute, sounds like a nice idea. Either haya means it's the same from beginning to the end, or haya means that from the beginning of his life, Avram was predetermined, predestined to go ahead and bring everyone back. The problem is, it was the same Rabbi Yochanan who said that Haya means that you're the same, you're tzaddik from beginning to end. And we asked him, what about Avram? And he said, oh no, it's okay because Avram was three. Hello, you Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that he became a believer of God at the age of 48. And then you undo that and you say, okay, yeah, but he was predetermined, he was predestined to help the whole world. But how does that fit with your original rule that Haya means you have to be the same from beginning to end? It sounds very confusing. Does Haya mean you were the same from beginning to end? Or it could mean something else? Which one is it? And therefore, many of the commentaries on the Medrash say, we're up against the wall, we have to switch the gear, so we have to switch a couple letters and say that it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan who said this, it was Rabbi Yonasan. It can't be that the same person could say both things. I'd like to share with you an incredible, incredible answer that I saw printed in the name of Rabbi Avram Weinfeld, who was a survivor of the Holocaust and was a Rav. After the Holocaust in New York, he was very young, a tremendous giant, tremendous Torah giant, and he suggested the following answer. And listen good, because it's applicable to me. That's why you should listen good. And it's also applicable to everyone in this room. Okay? He said as follows. The Gemara says in Maseches Yoma, and the Avchav Beis on the base, 22b. It says that Shaul, King Shaul, his kingship only lasted for 2 years. As opposed to King David, David HaMelech, his kingship lasted for much longer and his descendants continued, etc. So the Gemara asks, why was it that Shaul, his thing was so short-term, temporary, but David was long-lasting? And the Gemara answers, because Shaul's lineage was flawless. To the extent that Rashi writes in Sefer Shmuel that Shaul never tasted sin. David, he came from Rus. He came from non-Jews. David had a rough start. He had an episode with Bathsheba. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Davdalad and Davhei, that David HaMelech introduced a certain element of tshuva that didn't exist in the world beforehand. He was set up with certain acts in order so that he could bring tshuva into the world. David did not have a flawless past. David did not come from Yichus, from an ancestry that he could go ahead and pride himself on. And therefore, Gemara doesn't explain why, but when you come from a flawless past, and you yourself don't have so many trials and tribulations, you can't be the leader for too long. David, who didn't have it so easy, and didn't come perhaps from the best stock, he could be the leader. Rashi explains over there because it has to do with humility. A leader has to be humble, and someone who could flaunt his past, and he's never going to be able to be a good king. But someone who doesn't come from much, he could become greater. But the Noam Elimelech, the end of Parshas Naso, gives a different answer. He says that in order to be a leader, a true leader, you have to be able to take people from the bottom and bring them all the way up past levels that you never dreamt of. You have to be able to take people really, really far. But in order to do that, you can't just have nice ideas and preach. You have to be able to get down and dirty. You have to be able to connect to the people at the lowest level, relate to them, and then bring them to the higher places. So Shaul, who never experienced what's it like to be down there with the people who have difficulties, the sinners, like what do they go through? What's going through their minds? What experiences are they having? What challenges are in front of them? He couldn't be the greatest leader possible, and therefore his kingship couldn't last that long. But David, who all himself went through difficulties, he himself did not come necessarily from the greatest of the ancestors. He was able to relate to every individual. He was able to relate to the sinners. He was able to relate to the people with difficulties. And he was able to bring them to extremely great heights. So said Reb Weinfeld, that's what's going on over here in the Medrash. Medrash says that Haya means that the person is a tzaddik, he's righteous from beginning to end. That was said by Rabbi Yochanan. That was a rule that Rabbi Yochanan put forth. Ah, you Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself say that Avram, where it says the word Haya, 48, that's when he reached, he believed in God. But at the beginning of his life, he was an idolater, he was selling idols. How does that fit? He said, oh yeah, but he was destined to be someone who was into Kiruv. He was going to bring the entire Jewish people, the entire world, to recognize God. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan, but that doesn't fit with the idea of being consistent your whole life. Said Rabbi Weinfeld, no, you don't understand. That's exactly what was going on. When Avram Avinu, at the age of 40 or 48, whatever the age was, when he came along and recognized God, what did he do? He went ahead and started to teach it to other people. Like the Midrashim, the Gemaras tell us, he invited people in. He started having conversations with them. How does this happen? How does that happen? Oh yeah, there's a God. He was able to relate to every person. He knew what was going through everyone's mind. So he was able to talk to them. He was able to have those conversations because he was there. He himself went through it. And therefore, retroactively, all the first 48 years of his life, when he wasn't preaching, when he wasn't teaching the idea of God, was all part building up towards what he ultimately would do. It was all part of a process. While a person's in medical school, right, he's not a doctor right now, but when he ultimately practices what he learned, so it's all that was part of one big process of being a doctor. Going through the difficulties, tasting the sin, seeing what it's like out there, seeing what people think, seeing what people desire. That built Avraham in a way that then he'd be able to go ahead and relate to people like no one else was able to. And therefore it was all one life process. There was consistency. It was constant. And that's what Haya means. And we see, in fact, that Avram was successful in bringing people towards God, and Noach was not. Noach was not able to bring people. Because Noach was a tzaddik from the very, very beginning. And therefore, on some level, was not able to bring the people from the low places to bring them closer to God. Well, Avram was able to. And the truth is, this is already explicit in the commentaries on the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the first chapter, the third halacha, he goes and he tells you the whole story about Avram. It's fascinating Rambam. Rambam normally just halacha, 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 halacha. Here, he tells you the whole story. And he writes, Hischel Shotet Bedaito, started going through Avram's head, his mind, Hukatan, Bitchila, Shov, he started to think by day, by night. And he asked, how could this be, this round earth that's going, there's no person that's conducting the ship. And he starts going through all these questions that Avram had, going through his mind. And then it says, Uben Arba'im Shana, okay, the Rambam's opinion is it was 40 years old, Avram recognized God. Tells the whole story about how he smashed the idols. Okay, 40 years old. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he says, there are those opinions who say there was that at the age of 3. Where does that come from, the age of 3? Because the Pasuk says, Ekev Asher Shema Avraham Bekoli. Ekev, that Avram listened to my voice, Hashem says. Ekev is Gematria 172. Avram lived for 175 years. And 172 years of the 175, Avram listened to my voice, says Hashem. So there are only 3 years left. So it must be that he found God at the age of 3. Okay. So the commentaries on the side of the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Gos Maimini, the Meiri at the beginning of his commentary on Tehillim, they all say that that idea about the 175 and the 172 could apply to the Rambam as well, who held that he found God at 40. 40 plus 172 doesn't equal 175. Take out your calculator if you don't believe me. They all say as follows. No. The Rambam was counting the years that Avram was searching. The Rambam was counting the years that he started to think. He started wondering, what's going on with this earth? Who's conducting the ship? What's going on over here? That went on for 37 years. And then, one day, he just realized, at the age of 40, there's a God over here. And therefore, all the years of searching, they say, play a role in saying that Avram was following Hashem's ways. What do you mean? He might have been checking out some other idol or some other thing over here. He wasn't serving God. So how can you count it? Because the search was all part of the process. And all those years when he was searching for the truth, that counts towards his worship of God. Unbelievable. An absolutely unbelievable thing. So what do we see? What do we see from here? Very often, people discover things later on in life. It could be religion. It could be how to conduct a family, how to raise your kids. And people mess up. And then at a certain point, they say, you know, maybe you should do it this way. Maybe you should do it that way. We all have that. People in business at a certain point say, oh, I'm in the wrong job. I should be doing something else. And they go to the next thing. And then, usually the initial reaction after that happens is, oh, I'm such an idiot. Why did I wake up now? You know, if I really figured this out when I was 15, when I would have majored in something else in college, if I would have gone ahead and dated someone else, if I would have done this, I would have done that, I never would have got myself into this position that I would have to switch and start all over again. Or they cry over all those years that they messed up and they didn't have a chance to learn. Oh, look at me. I'm 30 years old. I'm 20 years old. If I would have been learning since I'm 3, then I would have been in such a better place now. Things would have been so much easier for me. And it's usually the Yetzer Hara getting into us to start forcing us to, okay, so learn this, and learn this, and learn this, and also you learn so many things, and you ask someone a question, like one question, what are you learning? I'm learning so many things, I don't even know what I'm learning. It's the Yetzer Hara says, oh, you know, you got to catch up. Go. You lose control. And we don't end up being successful. We're crying over the past. But what do you see over here? You see over here that the past, Hashem wanted us to have that past. Yeah, we thought we were making all the decisions, but there is a God who runs the world. And Hashem wanted us to go to that school. Hashem wanted us to have that experience. Hashem wanted us to meet those people. Hashem wanted us to come from this family. Hashem wanted us to have that job. Hashem wanted us not to be able to learn. Hashem wanted it. Because in the future, when you're going to recognize it, and you're going to see the truth, and you're going to know what's right, we're going to be able to use all those past experiences to do incredibly great things. It's all part of the process. So would we tell our kid, oh, you should go do that as well so you could be like me one day? Okay, we always try to do our best. As far as what we know, we try to do our best. But at the end of the day, all experiences that we ever had is productive in the continuation of our lives. We might not always realize why, but it'll come a time that we'll use some skill set that we gained from a conversation or bad experience that we had, and we'll be able to help someone else who's going through that, because I went through that, I did that, I've been there, trust me, let's talk, I can help you. It's all part of the process of life. It's not all of my old life and my new life. And there's nothing about the old that's going to help me now in the current or in the future. It's one long process, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that Hayah is from beginning to end. It seems like Avram, the first 48 years was not what the rest of his life was. Yeah. It was the building blocks for him to be able to be successful in 48 and on. In order for him to be the maximal Kiruv superstar, he needed those first 47 years of his life. And we all have that. We have to think about past experiences, not to get down about it and make bad decisions or rush decisions based on it. But we have to use whatever we've learned, life, knowledge, and use it to be more productive and more successful in our future. If you remember, I mentioned, what was the name of the person who held that Avram found God at the age of 3? Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish himself was a thief. Yeah, don't worry, didn't make it up. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish is a Baal Tshuva. He was a robber. And the Gemara says in the Maseches Bava Metzia, look it up, 84a. The Gemara says that he had a disagreement with Rabbi Yochanan about a certain utensil, whether it was tahor or not, pure or impure. Rabbi Yochanan said his opinion of how to decide. Reish Lakish said his opinion on how to decide. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you're right, because you're using your knowledge from when you were a thief to know how this utensil works, to be able to paskin and decide whether it's pure or impure, and at what point it becomes pure and impure. Reish Lakish used his previous knowledge from when he was a thief to be able to rule in halachic Jewish matters. And it was even suggested, a novel idea, but very worth saying over. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they were chavrusas. They used to learn together. And when Reish Lakish died, Rabbi Yochanan was beside himself. Didn't know what to do with himself. But he got a new chavrusa, thank God. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. And they were learning. And Rabbi Yochanan would say something, and Rabbi Elazar would come and bring proofs from all over the place to what he said. Doesn't that feel good? You know, when you're learning with someone, it says, oh, you're right. Oh, and you're right. I'm going to prove to you 10 ways that you're right. Makes you feel good, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't want this. When I learned with Reish Lakish, he, and every single thing I said, he would ask 24 questions against me. Oh, that was great. He would ask questions, he would slug me up. Life was great back then. And nowadays we wouldn't be able to handle such a thing. Right? But in the olden days, you could say, you're wrong because of this, you're wrong because of this, you're wrong because of this. It was great. Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, he's too nice. You're right because of this, and you're right because of this, right because of this. Ah, I don't want it. I want my old chavrusa. I want Reish Lakish back. Where did Reish Lakish get that power to be able to ask 24 questions to prove someone wrong? Where did that come from? It came from Reish Lakish's upbringing of searching for God. He was a Baal Tshuva. And when you search for God, you hear something like, nah, that can't be. Oh, well, how are you going to explain that? And well, how are you going to explain that? And you start searching, and you're built to ask questions and to search for the answers and to know when an answer is good and an answer is not good. Reish Lakish was built like that to the extent that when he was learning the Torah, he was able to ask those questions. He used his past to enhance his Torah learning. It's very, very important as we go through life, and no matter where we are or where we were, we will always be changing course. People who get stuck in one way, it's very, very bad. We'll change the way we educate our kids. We'll change the way we interact with our wife. We'll change our business direction. We'll change our learning style. We'll change a lot of things. We'll grow differently. We'll always be changing. At each point that we change, we should look to add as an opportunity to do even better and be even greater. We should never start getting depressed or down about what was. What was is going to help us be even more successful than people that did not have those experiences that we had in our past. Yeah, we might not understand it fully, we might not be able to see it right away, but eventually we will be able to see it. And if we go with that positive attitude, that positive outlook, Be'ezus Hashem, people in this room who are of the highest growth-oriented people in the world are going to be able to do tremendous things for ourselves, tremendous things for our family, and tremendous things for Klal Yisrael. We should have an amazing week, and a lot of atzlacha.